following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Buffaloes will inbound underneath their own basket. Schonifer will get it for Bartling. Back to Schonifer. Schonifer will give it off on the drive. Zach Johnson will score. And Tanner Cavity high-fiving his team over there.
Tonight, it's the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament featuring Elm Creek, Overton, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Amherst. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Penetration here by Johnson, and Johnson lost the basketball. Turnover, pass up ahead on the drive. Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will score, and he's fouled!
The top four seeds have all advanced into this year's tourney and are a win away from tomorrow's championship game. It's the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from the Bureau of Event Center in Kearney. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the boys' semifinals here at the Vero Event Center of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, the 59th annual tournament here for the FKC. Randy Bushkutter with you. Glad you could join us in what should be pretty good matchups here on both sides. Prohibitive favorites are the teams that will be wearing the blue uniforms in our first game. That'll be Elm Creek. They're 15-2. They are the overall number one seed. They'll be taking on the four-seeded Amherst Broncos. Elm Creek comes in 15-2. Amherst at 13-4 on the season. Our second game will feature Overton, the two seed, taking on third-seeded Wilcox Hildreth. So the top four seeds have advanced through the quarterfinals into the semifinal round. And again, we really highly anticipate a couple of great matchups here tonight as both Elm Creek and Overton have defeated everybody else in the conference through the course of the year. Elm Creek, of course, winning a dramatic game at the buzzer, essentially, when a shot by Overton that would have tied it rimmed out at the buzzer on Elm Creek's home floor. So, again, Overton and Elm Creek probably the favorites in both of those games, but certainly Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth have proven through the course of the season that they can play good enough basketball that they'll be able to pull off the upset. It would be considered an upset, but they would be able to do it. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll have all four games, the consolation games, starting at 2 o'clock with the girls' consolation. Then we'll have the boys' consolation games, and then, of course, the girls' and boys' championship games tomorrow right here on ESPN. So they'll be at 2, 4, 6, and 8. So we're looking at six more basketball games here at the Vero Event Center, which has proven to be a fantastic venue for this event. As talking with both coaches, they just love playing here. Really gives a mini state tournament kind of atmosphere, and we're really excited about the Friday night of basketball that we have here at the Vero Event Center. Elm Creek at 15-2, Amherst at 13-4 is our first game of the night. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Let's give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. And we'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. They will be the visitors out there on the court. They're in their road red uniforms, and their starters are Dominic Abbott, a 6'1 senior. He's averaging about 21.1 points per ball game. Trey Tobenheim, a 5'11 sophomore, is averaging about 8.8 points a contest. Braden Eckhout, a 5'11 sophomore, is averaging 13.4 points per ball game. Cale Preble is a 6-foot-tall junior, and Preble is averaging about a point and a half a game. Ty Hadwiger, 6'2 and a sophomore, and Hadwiger is averaging 8.5 points per ball game for head coach Bill Giffen. For the Elm Creek Buffaloes, their starters are Gabe Hubbard, a 5'6 junior, and Hubbard is averaging 6.6 points a game. Bailey Schonifer is a 5'11 senior. He's averaging 1.7 points a game. Zach Johnson is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 12 points a game. Nick Crowley, 6'3 and a junior, is averaging 13.3 points per ball game. And Jake Bartling, who has signed a letter of intent to play football at UNK, he is a 6'3 senior, and Bartling is averaging 9 points a ball game for head coach Tanner Cavaney. So there are your starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center as you are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jarrison Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And a unique situation here. These two teams have not yet played this season, as they will play again next Friday after this matchup. So oftentimes we get into the conference tournament, we can kind of look and see who we might have as the favorite because we've had one matchup already, but you know, we can kind of compare some scores, and that certainly would favor Elm Creek, who has gone undefeated so far through the course of the season within the Fort Kearney Conference. Their only two losses were at Southern Valley and also against Ravenna, so they were outside of the FKC. Amherst has losses to Axtell, North Platte St. Pat's, Overton, and Gibbon. So pretty tough matchup there as well. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back here. As we mentioned, that out on the scoreboard, it is going to be Amherst, which will be the visiting team. They are the number four seed. And the home team, of course, will be the Elm Creek Buffaloes, who has the overall number one seed, will be the home team, well, throughout the conference tournament. They've earned that right after winning that game last week. Well, they already seeded it before they played the game against Overton, but that basically sealed up the conference regular season title for Elm Creek, who are still undefeated in the conference, and Overton with that one loss. But the seedings were already done before that happened, so we already knew that it was going to be Elm Creek, who was a one seed, and Amherst was the four seed heading into play last weekend. So we're really looking forward to this because the top four seeds are all here. And honestly, whoever plays a really good game has a legitimate chance of coming away with the win for both of these two teams. As, again, we're pretty excited about being able to bring you coverage of this tournament. We're going to take one last break here, and we'll be ready for the tip because we have a little bit extended introductions as we're introducing all team members. So we'll take one last break. We'll be back with a tip between the Broncos and the Buffaloes in the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. We're back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here. By the way, the Luplat Conference Tournament is also underway. The girls' semifinals are wrapped up. They're actually playing all the semifinals tonight in Ord. And on the girls' side, Kearney Catholic only led by 7 at halftime, but they were able to beat Donovan Trumbull by a score of 51 26. So Kearney Catholic will advance, and they will be taking on Ravenna. Ravenna with a tough win. They had lost twice to Centura, but they win it in the conference tournament 41-39. So it'll be Kearney Catholic and the Blue Jays for all the marbles tomorrow on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. The boys' semifinals are underway, and we are underway here where the opening tip is controlled here by Elm Creek. So Elm Creek will bring into the offensive zone and they'll work around the perimeter. They get it to Schonifer. Schonifer is picked up man-to-man. We'll give it off on the right wing here for Crowley. Crowley's going to lob on the inside. Bartling is able to make the catch. He's far under the glass. Puts up a tough shot. It's no good, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Tobenheim. So Tobenheim is able to pull down the rebound, and he brings into the offensive area as Elm Creek is Elm Creek is going man-to-man here. They enter it down low. Shot up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Hubbard. So Hubbard is able to pull down the rebound after the Amherst miss. They got a good look down low. So both teams getting the ball to the low post, neither one able to capitalize. Hubbard kicks to the right wing here, gives it to Johnson. Johnson gets it inside. Bartling's going to muscle. Shot, no good. And another rebound going to be taken out of there. This time it's by Abbott. So Abbott pulls down the rebound. And they'll jump it on the left side. It is no good. Loose ball in underneath. Finally coming up with it here is going to be Nick Crowley. So Crowley's able to get the defensive rebound after Amherst missed a three-pointer on that left side, and they thought about the three here, but Johnson's going to drive, takes it off glass. It's no good, and Tobenheim pulls down another rebound. Quick outlet pass up ahead here for Dominic Abbott. He missed the layup as it was contested by the defense for Crowley, so Crowley will kick it up ahead. On the run is Johnson. Johnson kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer in and out. No good for Hubbard. And it's going to be rebounded out of there by Amherst as they're on the run. Hadwiger with the rebound. Kick out the left side, and the three-pointer by Abbott is up and good. Well, somebody had to stroke in the first one, and we played pretty high-octane basketball, and the first points belong to Amherst. On the right wing, it's Crowley with it. Patient is Schonifer as he'll give it to Hubbard. Hubbard, nice pass on the inside, but it's going to be turned over, knocked away by that Elm Creek defense. Knocked away by that Amherst defense. So Elm Creek with the turnover here, and Amherst will bring in the offensive zone. Trey Tobenheim near midcourt will dribble, and he's looking to his right side to Hadwiger. He'll get it off here for Eckhout. Eckhout puts it in the lane at the elbow. Here is Hadwiger. Hadwiger's going to kick it out. Dominic Abbott is going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Well, he caught it in rhythm. He hit a couple of three-pointers, and it's 6-0 Amherst here in the early stages. Johnson will give it on the right wing for Jake Bartling. Bartling now is just going to hand off the basketball, a little pick and roll, but they didn't give him the ball. Schonifer has it and will give it right wing here for Crowley. Crowley working against some pressure here by Abbott. Gives it back out to Bartling off of the screen. They'll now get it in the corner for Johnson. Johnson enters it in for Crowley, and Crowley with the first 2 points of the ball game here for Elm Creek. It's 6-2. And finally, having some shots that were about halfway in and spit out, they've broken the seal, and we'll see if Elm Creek's offense can start cashing in here. Tobenheim is going to hand it off in an extra step to Eckhout. Eckhout was going to pass, and the defense was stepping in there, and so Eckhout turns it over, but had he made the pass that he intended to do, it would have been a layup on the other end of the court. So walking with the basketball is the lesser two evils there. Nick Bostic is going to check in here for the Buffaloes. He'll toss the ball in here for Zach Johnson. 2-3 zone right now for Amherst. And on the right side, Bartling. That's not his shot behind the three-point arc. And he'll pass it away. Now on the right side, Mostek has it. Gives it to Bartling, who has it on the baseline behind the arc. And they'll work it back around here for Johnson. Johnson stops at the free throw line. Will hand off the basketball to Mostek. Mostek will cycle through after dumping to Crowley. And now on the right side with it is going to be Austin Frazier, who checked in a moment ago. They'll give it to Mostek. Back to Bartling on that left side. Bartling will lob it inside, and it's going to be knocked away. Nice defensive play there by Tobenheim to force the turnover here for Elm Creek, and they'll get the basketball to Hadwiger. Now they're going to slow down the offense. They had a quick look over there, and I think that Eckhout was surprised that he was as open as he was, and they reset the offense. Now Eckhout has it. A nice pass to the baseline, driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Hadwiger, but that's going to be a foul on Elm Creek. And so two free throws coming up here for the Broncos as Jake Bartling has committed his first foul of the ball game. Team's first as well. So Hadwiger will go to the line and shoot a couple. The first one is up and good. And Hadwiger, who averages about 6.5 points per ball game, will have one more free throw coming up here. And the free throw is up and good. So he makes both free throws. And that'll push that lead back out to 6 again. Game started on a little mini 6-0 run after both teams missed a couple of shots. Bartling has it on the right side. His pass is tracked down by Austin Frazier. He'll reset the offense, drive to the elbow, a little ball fake, kicks it out top of the circle here for Mostek, who'll give on the right side here for Crowley. Crowley gives it back to the elbow to Bartling. Driving here is going to be Johnson. Johnson, great ball fake, will bank it off the glass, and it's in. Zach Johnson got the defender in the air just a little bit before he made the jump and was able to hit that shot from about 6 feet away. Pressure on, but Preble is able to get the bounce pass, and now he'll give the ball to Trevor Adlung. Adlung will dribble on that right side, takes it all the way down the baseline. He checked in the last stoppage, and they give it to Hadwiger. Hadwiger will drive with that left hand, takes it off glass, too strong, and rebounded by Bartling. So Bartling pulls down the rebound after the miss. And now a little drive, hesitation drive by Johnson, and he'll lay it up and in. Well, it looked like he was going to stop. In fact, he did, and that got the defender just a little bit out of position. And as he came back to close the gap, he dribbled around him. That was nice work with the basketball by Zach Johnson. His dribble got himself open. Toppenheim will kick left wing here for Hadwiger. Amherst will kick it back out here for Adelung. Adelung will drive the baseline, working around Bartling. His shot is a little bit strong and rebounded out of there by the Buffaloes. Johnson kicks it off on the right side, and a three-pointer good for Austin Frazier. So Frazier comes in off the bench. He strokes in the first three-pointer of the ball game here for Elm Creek, and it is 9-8 as Elm Creek has taken the lead for the first time. A little high pick and roll. Hadwiger drives, misses. Rebound is taken out of there by Crowley, and they're going to slow it down a little bit, will the Buffaloes, as they kick the ball back out here for Zach Johnson. Johnson, right side, hesitation move here by Frazier, but he'll kick it out between the circles here for Mostek, who gives it back out to Bartling. Bartling, right wing for Frazier. Frazier working against Adelung will kick it out here for Mostek. Mostek in the lane, a little shot up and good on that far side. I'll screen from the play for a moment, but wow, what a nice move there by Austin Frazier. And the pass inside for Adelung. He was starting to fall down, had to flip it up. It is off the mark. Rebounded by Bartling. Bartling will give it off. Driving is Johnson. Johnson layup will not fall. And the rebound taken out of there by Adelung. So Adelung with the rebound. And here come the Buffaloes. Pass knocked down, but right back into the hands of Toppenheim. Toppenheim now a 15-foot jumper left side. No good. Offensive rebound tipped in by Preble. And we got a timeout here for the Broncos. 59 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 11-10. Elm Creek with a one-point lead. Timeout Broncos brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Been a very energetic and entertaining first quarter of action. We've got about 1 minute of it left here. And Elm Creek has an 11-10 lead. First 6 points of the ball game went to Dominic Abbott and the Broncos. But Elm Creek now with a one-point lead, and they will have the basketball as they bring in the offensive zone. Slowly, that's going to be Zach Johnson who brings it up. Johnson working against the pressure here by Eckhout. Will kick it in that left corner. Now they'll skip it to the high post here to Mostek. Mostek now backs out. Nice bounce pass through traffic. Johnson, reverse layup, will score on the baseline. Great pass, and then Johnson had a nice little seam and hit the reverse layup. Adelung will penetrate, kick it out here for Eckhout. Eckhout's three is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound, and it's going to be a push. It's going to be whistled on Amherst. checking in the game and then picking up the foul here is going to be Brian Bramer. And that'll be his first foul. Well, as aggressive as the offenses have been and as attacking as the defenses have been, there have not been a lot of fouls called, and the officials have set a nice little tone here for the officiating here in the ball game. And both teams doing a great job moving their feet and not committing fouls. Mostek lost the basketball, but he's able to get it to Frazier. He'll get it off here for Johnson. Johnson will back out a little bit thanks to that pressure put on by Eckhout. And now Johnson will pull up. 15-foot jumper on that right side is no good. And Preble is able to pull down the rebound. And they run out of time as they shoot it about three-quarters of the court. And that will do it for one quarter play. 13-10. Elm Creek with the lead as we'll head to the second quarter right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, one quarter is in the books, and a narrow lead here for Elm Creek. They lead it 13-10 as we start the second quarter. Amherst has possession of the basketball, as that's where the possession arrow was pointing. Using up his dribble is going to be Trey Taubenheim. Taubenheim will get it back out here for Eckhout. Driving is going to be Taubenheim, and nice little floater up and good. Eckhout was the one that did the driving there, and he's able to bank it high off the glass. Now a quick outlet pass here for Bartling. Bartling shut off. He had an angle. He'll kick it back out for Schoenfer. He'll give it out to Bartling on that right wing. Kicks it back out here for Hollowell. Hubbard, rather. Hubbard gave it away. Now gets it back. Hubbard's going to drive the lane. Kick it out. Here's a three-pointer on the left side. Good for Bailey Schoenfer. The penetration set up Schoenfer nicely for a three-pointer. He doesn't score a lot of points, but he looked like he could do it there. That's for sure. Eckhout has it near the top of the circle. Off of a screen, they'll get it left side for Dominic Abbott. Abbott now has it top of the key, used up his dribble, gives it off of the screen. Here's Eckhout, open three, and he hits the three. Nice look there for Amherst as Eckhout caught it, had that high screen that was set by Hadwiger and was able to stroke it in. Bartling on the right side has it, and he'll fire a long deuce. Oh, it's a three. He pulled that foot back just enough. And Bartling will stroke in the three-pointer in the corner. Entry pass down low, and we got a whistle. They were trying to get it inside to Dominic Abbott, and Abbott caught and shot all in one motion with that long pass. He was hit on the arm, and so it's going to be a foul that is whistled on Nick Crowley. That is going to be the first on Crowley, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Amherst. The first free throw rolls around and is good for Dominic Abbott. So Abbott hits the first of two, and that now will make it 19-16 with 6:41 to go here before halftime. And at halftime, we'll talk a little basketball with the head coach of the Overton Eagles. Talk with Coach Stair coming up here in a little bit. Both free throws were good for Dominic Abbott. And so Elm Creek will face some pressure here. They get it to Schoenfer. Schoenfer will let traffic clear, and he'll get the basketball back to Crowley. He gives it back to Schoenfer. Hubbard drives in the lane, and they're going to call a hold as he comes through there. And I'm sure that'll be on 24. Yes, it is. That's Braden Eckhout, who has called for his first foul. Well, each team has committed two team fouls here with 6:31 to go in the second quarter. Been cleanly played. Not a lot of turnovers, not a lot of fouls, not a lot of whistles. Mostek gets the inbound, so he'll give the ball off to Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, and he'll get the body contact, and he's heading the line to shoot two. That one, I think, might be on Eckhout as well. We'll see who they give that to. the official from my angle. I couldn't see what hand he has. Both Toppenheim and Eckhout were there. Anyway, the free throw is up and good here for Crowley. And he hits the first free throw. And second free throw was also good. So, no, I'm not sure who that foul was on. And we'll try to check that for you here in just a moment. A little ball fake here for Adelung. Adelung, nice pass through the lane, but they shut him off. They kick it out. 15-foot jumper on that right side. No good for Hadwiger. And the ball goes out of bounds as Hadwiger went in there. And was able to kind of knock it away from Bartling, and it rolls off of Bartling's hands and out of bounds. So basketball belongs to the Broncos here. As they'll just toss it in up high to get it is Trevor Adelung. 5'7 freshman will drive, get a little bit of a screen, then he's shut off, so he'll give it to Hadwiger. And Hadwiger has used up his dribble. They're cycling through, and he'll kick it top of the circle here for Preble. Preble gives it up on the right side here for Eckhout. Braden Eckhout with a drive off glass. Good. Nice athletic drive there by Braden Eckhout. He's able to bank that in, and they turn it over. Hadwiger with the steal, and he lost the ball on the way up. Well, Hadwiger was able to make the steal, but he wasn't able to hold on to the basketball, and it'll be a turnover. So Elm Creek will face some more pressure here. Well, now they're going to drop back in the half court, so Johnson's going to slowly bring it across the jump circle, dribble to that left side where he's picked up by Preble. They get it inside for Bartling. Bartling, power drive, takes it off glass, a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound fought for by Mostek. Mostek is able to kick it out, and he'll get the ball in the hands of Johnson. Three-pointer on that left side. Good for Bailey Schonifer. So Schonifer is able to stroke in the three-pointer, and it's now a five-point lead. Back and in. Off glass, Dominic Abbott, no good. Rebound taken out by Johnson. So Johnson comes out of there with it. And they'll give it off here to Bartling. Bartling is shut off. Now the drive by Johnson, no good. Defensive rebound here for Hadwiger after the Elm Creek miss. And Adelung across the timeline. 4:48 to go here before halftime. 24-19. Pass through the hands of a teammate. That'll be a turnover. Here comes Elm Creek. Crowley's going to drive, and it's going to be a charge. Getting back after the turnover, Trevor Adelung was able to come back and collect the charge by Crowley. He did a nice job just taking that one right in the chest, and give Adelung some credit. After making the pass that went through a teammate's hands, he did not just hang his head down and be upset about it. He went back and made a nice defensive play. So on the bounce here is going to be Abbott. Abbott will give it to Hadwiger. To Eckhout. Eckhout's pass deflected. Hubbard rolls it, and it's going to be an Amherst turnover as Bartling is the one that eventually comes up with the basketball. Schonifer has it. Kicks it here left side for Johnson. Johnson doesn't want to shoot over the top of the defense there. Now putting on the clamps on will be Trey Toppenheim. They get it down low for Bartling, and Bartling had a nice little angle, banks it up and in. He was able to put the defender in his back pocket and then bank it in from about 4 feet away. 26-19. With the dribble is Dominic Abbott between the circles. Gives it right side for Toppenheim. Toppenheim drives in the lane, and he runs right into Hubbard, and Hubbard will collect the charge. Well, both teams with a nice defensive play. Player control fouls on either end, and another Amherst timeout. It's 26-19. Elm Creek with the lead. Timeout for the Broncos. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this 30-second timeout.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here. 3:42 to go here before the end of the first half. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Elm Creek with a 26-19 lead. Buffaloes have it in the offensive zone. Amherst going with the zone defense here. Split in the seam here is Johnson. Johnson, 15-foot jumper, good. Was able to split the zone up top and pull up for a 15-foot jumper right from the free throw line. We're going to have a hand check here called against Gabe Hubbard. We're ways away from either team shooting free throws, but 3:17 to go. That's now four team fouls against both teams, and you know a couple of those fouls were player control fouls. So defensively, not a lot of fouls called. Off the inbounds, ball is knocked loose, but tracking it down is going to be Hadwiger. Nearly turned over off of a set play on the inbounds here for Amherst. From the left elbow, Hadwiger's got it. We'll get it off on the bounce here for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout will kick it on the right side up high to make the catch is Tobenheim. Tobenheim will hand it off here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger's jumper is no good, and Bartling is able to pull down the rebound. And Bartling will kick it up ahead. They'll slow it down and give it off here for Schonifer. Schonifer gives left wing here for Johnson. Schonifer's hit a couple of three-pointers. Now top of the circle, Hubbard has it. Schonifer is going to be double-teamed. He'll skip it off on that left side for Austin Frazier. Frazier gets it inside for Bartling. Bartling triple-teamed, but he banks it off glass and will score. Jake Bartling now with 7 points in the ball game, and it's an 11-point Elm Creek lead. They lead it 30-19. Top of the circle in transition, Dominic Abbott will drive, and it's another player control foul. In underneath, collecting the charge and getting helped up is going to be Gabe Hubbard. And Hubbard with another nice defensive play there as he's able to step up and collect that charge. And for Dominic Abbott, that is going to be his first foul of the ball game. Now, where he got the foul was inside of the arc that's painted in there, but the rules are different. That's college painting kind of there. That rule does not apply in high school basketball. And Hubbard took that one square in the chest. Schonifer will give it back to Hubbard here. As Hubbard on the bounce will give it off top of the circle. They're trying to double team and stepping through some pressure there is Zach Johnson. Johnson, 5 second count going on, is able to get it to Bailey Schonifer. Gives left side now for Hubbard. At the elbow is Bartling. He has it stolen away. Adelung is able to come up with the steal. And who's going to drive? Take it off glass. And it just won't fall in there. But Adelung will be heading to the free throw line to try a couple of shots because he was hacked in the act. And the foul is going to be on Hubbard, and that is going to be his second. So the free throw rolls around and is no good for the freshman. So Adelung still looking for his first point of the night. Hubbard's going to come out of the game here for Elm Creek, get a nice little pat on the back from head coach Tanner Cavaney after collecting two charges. Coming in the game is going to be Nick Mostek. Second free throw by Adelung is good. Now make it 30-20 with a minute 49 to go. Elm Creek leads by 10. They'll give the basketball to number 10, Bailey Schonifer, who brings across the timeline and will give it to Zach Johnson. Johnson picks up his dribble thanks to some pressure by Adelung. Now he'll get the ball back after passing to the wing over there. And now he'll kick left side here for Schonifer. He'll fire another three. That one is no good. And the rebound ripped out of there and on the run is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout kicks it up ahead to Adelung. Back out, trail three-pointer. In and out, no good here for Abbott. And it's rebounded in the corner there by Preble. So Preble pulls down the rebound. Now a reverse layup up and good for Dominic Abbott. So Dominic Abbott with a nice little reverse layup in traffic there. And we've got a minute to go here before halftime. It's 30-22. Elm Creek has it. Right wing, they get it to Frazier. They skip it on that left side for Schonifer. Schonifer's pass nearly stolen away, and Adelung's going to be called for a foul. No, they're going to say that the foul is on Zach Johnson. They both met at the ball. And so that's going to be an Elm Creek foul as Adlon was awfully close to making the steal. And according to the officials, he had a better angle on the ball than Johnson, the intended receiver. So it will be a turnover for Elm Creek as they lost possession of the ball. Now Adlon, after making the defensive play, will dribble, kick. Here's Abbott. Abbott will now take it top of the key. He was shut off nicely by Zach Johnson. Now he'll drive, take it off glass, and another charge is called. And Dominic Abbott puts his hands up, wondering what he has to do. Well, I you know what? This is one of those rare times where those charge calls, I don't think they've really been that close. The defense has done a great job inside collecting those charges. And I think it was Zach Johnson, the one that stepped in there and took the charge. Well, both teams have committed six fouls. And we only have 35 seconds to go here before halftime. It's 30-22, and we'll see if Elm Creek can milk the clock and get the last shot. Amherst is in a zone. Coming out a little bit, it's going to be Trey Taubenheim, but still no five-second count going on as Johnson has the basketball. And he still hasn't used his dribble. He's got 17 seconds to make something to happen. Now the five-second count will go on. He takes the count off, and now we're going to have a timeout called by Elm Creek. With 12.7 to go, it'll be timeout Buffaloes. They'll inbound near midcourt this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, 12.7 to go here, and with the timeout, Tanner Cavaney is trying to set something up. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney, and Elm Creek will inbound right in front of us, and they'll toss it in the backcourt, and we'll hand the basketball off here to Zach Johnson. 8 seconds left. Johnson has it top of the circle, picked up by Adlon. Johnson's going to drive on that left side, bounce pass inside, shot blocked. Bartling came up with it, but there's going to be a foul called on the initial shot by Mostick. So a couple of free throws coming up with 1.6 seconds to go here. And the foul is going to be on Hadwiger, and that is going to be his first. The free throw is up here for Elm Creek's Nick Mostick. And the first one's no good. Second one is up and good. It makes 1 of 2. Inbounded here to Taubenheim. Taubenheim from half court gets the shot off in time, and it's just a little bit short. So not a bad look from half court. They got an open look from half court. That's obviously not what you want, but with 1.6 to go, that's not too shabby here for Amherst. But heading to a locker room with a 9-point lead will be the Elm Creek Buffaloes. They lead at 31-22 after one half of play. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Earn your your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We are at halftime, 31-22, as Elm Creek has the break here at intermission. Let's take a look at some statistic comparisons. Unofficially, at Amherst, 7 of 19 from the field. Elm Creek is 12 of 19. And three-point shooting, Amherst is 3 of 7. Elm Creek is 4 of 6. Both teams shooting the ball pretty well from the free throw line. Amherst is 5 of 6. Elm Creek is 3 of 4. Rebounding pretty even. Amherst 9, Elm Creek 10 here in the first half. And unofficially, 10 turnovers for Elm Creek. And I had 7 here for Amherst at intermission. But again, a little bit better shooting for Elm Creek. And they lead it 31-22 at intermission. Let's check the numbers. Individual scoring. We'll begin, first of all, for the Broncos. Leading the way for them is going to be Dominic Abbott. He's got 10 points here in the first half, including making a couple of three-pointers. Braden Eckhout has 7 points at intermission. Cale Preble has 2. Ty Hadwiger with 2. And Trevor Adelung, 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. He has 1 point here at intermission. 3 players with 2 rebounds each. That's going to be Preble, Hadwiger, and Toppenheim, the leading rebounders so far here for Amherst in what really has been a very well-played first half, where Elm Creek leads it 30-22. Checking the numbers now for the Buffaloes, and balanced scoring for them. Zach Johnson has 8. Jake Bartling has 7. Bailey Schonifer has 6. Austin Frazier with 5. Nick Crowley with 4. And then Nick Mostick has 1 point here at intermission for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And rebounding, Bartling and Crowling each have 3, Zach Johnson with 2. And again, shooting from the field unofficially, I have them 12 of 19 for about 63%. And again, I stress that that is somewhat unofficial. Okay, not somewhat unofficial. It is very unofficial. So about 63% shooting in the first half. And again, I do not put my final dollar on that. And unofficially, I have Amherst being 7 of 19 for about 37% here in the basketball game. So again, at halftime is Elm Creek leading Amherst 31-22. And a little bit of an update for you from the Luplac Conference Tournament. On the girls' side, they played both girls' semifinals today. They put all 4 semifinal games today in Ord because of the snowstorm that pushed things back a couple of days. And the Kearney Catholic girls will be taking on Ravenna for the conference title. Kearney Catholic with a 51-26 win over Donovan Trumbull. And Ravenna lost twice this year to Centura, but they win in the conference tournament. Ravenna with a 41-39 win in Ord. And the boys' semifinals underway right now, where Ravenna does have the lead at halftime, 22-10 over Gibbon after one half of play. Next up will be Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. Both of those games are on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And don't forget, our second game tonight, we anticipate a pretty good matchup between Overton and Wilcox Hildreth at the Viero Event Center. That's scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip. We are at halftime here, where it is 31-22. The Elm Creek boys leading Amherst here in the Four County Conference semifinals. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo counties. 31-22, Elm Creek leading Amherst. Kind enough to talk about this game, and the matchup between his Overton Eagles and Wilcox Hildreth is our own, well, not our own, but Jay Stair, the head boys basketball coach of Overton. Coach, I want to use you as an analyst here first real quick. You've been watching the first half. What do you see out there?
Well, both teams are obviously trying to get up and down to start the game. I think they're just trying to feel their legs and see what was going to work for them. Eventually, that both teams calmed down. Amherst is definitely a little bit undersized on the inside against Elm Creek with Bartling and Crowley in there. They're doing a fairly decent job with them, making some shots, trying to keep this as close as they can. And, Elm Creek, they're a good fundamental team. They don't try to press too much, and they stay under control. And, Amherst is good enough shooters here that they can get themselves right back in the game if they see one or two shots knocked down. And both teams are playing hard. And it's a nine-point game right now for Elm Creek, and Amherst is definitely going to have to slow some of the inside presence down. I thought they started off well with rebounding. They're just going to have to continue to do that.
Well, let's talk. Obviously, we have to do it relatively quickly, but Wilcox Hildreth tonight taking on your Eagles. What do you kind of see as the key? What's kind of the game plan for you guys tonight?
Well, they have two pretty good post players inside. The Farley brothers that they have in there have done a very good job, and they got a really good point guard and Demet Ogg, and he does a very good job of penetrating and creating shots for other people. And watching them on Tuesday night against Elwood, they were knocking shots down left and right. I think they ended up with 10 three-pointers that game, and we definitely have to be concerned with every shooter. It wasn't just one guy, it was about three or four guys who were knocking shots down. We have to rebound really well against the two big guys inside. I think they both average almost 10 rebounds a game. So we definitely have our work cut out for us on the inside. We're just going to have to, play our game and just see what entails. I know Brent will have something for us, and we're just going to have to weather the storm if it's there and just play our basketball.
Well, Jay, we do wish you best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you, Randy.
All right, Jay Stair, head boys basketball coach of the Overton Eagles. We're at halftime here of our first semifinal, 31-22. Elm Creek leads Amherst, and we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Elm Creek will inbound right in front of us. They lead it 31-22 as we start the third quarter. And they'll just toss it in here for Bailey Schonifer, who hands it right back off for Zach Johnson. Johnson right wing for Schonifer. As man-to-man goes Amherst, at least on this first possession here. And on the drive is going to be Schonifer. Schonifer takes it to the elbow, gives it in. Johnson will spin, kick it out for Schonifer. Gives it now top of the circle, moving around to Crowley. Now driving is Hubbard. Hubbard, extra pass on the inside to Bartling. And Bartling wasn't ready for that. Elm Creek turned it over. And the pass up ahead. And we're going to have a foul called here on Elm Creek. And it's going to be a block that is going to be called on Bailey Schonifer. And for Schonifer, that is going to be his first foul of the ball game, team's first as well. Amherst, from the baseline, will give it to Dominic Abbott, who has it between the circles. And he gives it left wing here for Braden Eckhout. Eckhout gets a screen. Eckhout couldn't fire that three-pointer because Bartling came on that help defense, but a nice drive on that left wing. It's good for Ty Hadwiger. And Hadwiger with a very strong drive to cut that lead down to seven. Kicked up ahead for Bartling. Bartling wants it back in the lane, but they're working it around the perimeter. Crowley has it, gives it for Hubbard. Top of the circle for Schonifer. Schonifer gives right side for Crowley. Back on that right wing. Ball fake. Penetration here by Johnson. He gets it in for Bartling. Kicks it out. An open three here for Schonifer. And Schonifer will drain the three. Bailey Schonifer now with 9 points in the ball game. He's hit 3 three-pointers. I think he's 3 of 4. I don't have that individually with shooting percentages, but I think he's 3 of 4. Lost ball by Amherst. Eckhout lost it. And coming up with a loose basketball here is going to be Johnson. So Johnson gives it off, and we've got a drive on the inside as Crowley going down low is fouled on his way to the basket. That'll be a block that's called on Eckhout. And that is going to be his second. That foul, I wasn't sure if they gave to him or not. They did not give him. But 2 free throws coming up here for Crowley as Crowley was jumping up, ready to try the shot. So he was in the act of shooting, and his free throw hits the front of the rim, rolls around, and will fall. So nice shooter's touch there for number 22, Nick Crowley, a 74% free throw shooter, and he hits both free throws. So he makes both of them. It's 36-24, so a 12-point lead for Elm Creek. 6:23 to go here in the third quarter. Right side, Dominic Abbott. Uses his dribble. It's knocked down by Bartling, but tracked down and getting the ball back out on that right side. Three-pointer no good for Abbott. And a rebound is tipped out to Hubbard. So Hubbard comes up with a rebound after Amherst missed the three. And now a drive on the right side. It's good. And a foul. Quick pass for Crowley. Crowley's able to lay it up and in, and he's going to have a chance to finish the three-point play. And the foul is going to be on Ty Hadwiger. That's going to be 3 on him. And a chance for Crowley, as we mentioned, a 74% free throw shooter to improve that here. Came in to play today, 29 of 39 from the free throw line. It's the free throw here. That'll be about his percentage in the game, but hits the back of the iron. It's no good. The rebound, by the way, went out to Abbott. And they'll give it out for Eckhout. Eckhout, pass tip, but tracking it down is going to be Abbott. Back to Eckhout. Eckhout's going to fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped around. Inside it goes to Amherst, and they're able to get it up ahead here to Bramer. Bounce pass to Bramer after the rebound on the inside. I think that was Eckhout. Couldn't hardly even tell because of the pressure on the inside, but he's able to get it up ahead. And a nice little bounce pass set up the bucket. Down low, Bramer changes his shot for Bartling. It is off the mark, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Abbott. So driving here is going to be Eckhout. He takes it high off glass as he drove the lane. It's up and in. Braden Eckhout drove the entire lane from the top of the key on, and a little mini run here for Amherst. They cut the lead down to 10. Trail by as many as 14. They get it out to Bartling. And Bartling, when he got the ball, was fouled from behind. He's back to the basket, so this will be a play where they have to inbound it. It's going to be a push that's whistled on Brian Bramer, and that'll be his second. So the Elm Creek Buffaloes will inbound it underneath their own basket. And they're just going to toss it in for Bartling, who is going to hand it off to the inbounder, Zach Johnson. Back to Bartling, knocked back by Bramer, and Bramer will force a turnover. So Elm Creek turns the ball over, and we got a foul on the left wing as Trey Tobenheim was just beginning a drive in earnest to go to the basket. And that will be on Nick Mostek. That's his first. Off the inbounds. Three-pointer up and good. Stroking it in is Braden Eckhout. Set inbounds play. Work to perfection, and that'll cut the lead down to seven. It's 38-31. Bartling on the left side has used up his dribble, working against Bramer. We'll get it to Mostick. Mostick works it back around the perimeter. Crowley on the bounce here is going to be Frazier. Frazier inside for Bartling. Bartling high off glass. Good. Well, that's just muscles right there as Jake Bartling used his body and was able to create space without committing the foul and banked it in. Here's a drive by Adlung. Adlung, little floater, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Frazier. And Frazier will get the ball up ahead. Facing some pressure is Johnson. And Johnson has it stolen away by Bramer. And Bartling commits the foul. They passed it back to Bramer after he was able to force the turnover, and then Bartling is going to be called for the foul. That's just his second. But a nice job there by the Amherst defense to force the turnover. And Brian Bramer doing much of the heavy lifting on that. Eckhout the inbound it in front of us, and he'll throw it near midcourt to Trevor Adlung. Adlung has it. 9-point ball game. Bounce pass left side. Here's a three by Abbott, and it's good. Dominic Abbott strokes in the three-pointer. And the Broncos are on the charge. They have cut the lead down to six, 34-40. With the basketball is Johnson. Johnson for Crowley. Crowley next to pass down low. Layup good for number 12, Roston Frazier. That was a great pass inside for Frazier. And now we're going to have a reach that is going to be called on Trevor Adlung. We did not have a lot of that in that first half. And it's been called a little bit more here in the second half. They've been maybe a little bit more tired and maybe a little bit more reaching. I'll check that. It was a foul on Elm Creek. My apologies. In any event, Amherst has the basketball here. And they'll get it off for Taubenheim. Taubenheim kicks it out. Here's Adlung. Adlung back into the corner. Open three in the corner. No good for Taubenheim. Taubenheim is able to get his own rebound. And he'll get the basketball back out here for Abbott. Abbott pass on the inside. Adlung tried to save it, and he stepped on the baseline on that save. So the entry pass down low a little bit high, and so that'll be an Amherst turnover as Adlung couldn't quite come up with it. So Elm Creek facing a little bit of pressure with 3:04 to go. Ball is loose, but Crowley's able to pick it up. Brings it across the timeline. Never had to use up his dribble. And Mostick will pass it right side, and a bad pass. That's going to be an Elm Creek turnover. That pass over there, Johnson was able to get it, but he was going out of bounds, falling into the Elm Creek bench. He threw it behind his back, hoping it would hit something or somebody, and it went out of bounds. So an errant pass, and that wasn't Johnson's fault. And so across the timeline is going to be Amherst after the turnover. Taubenheim on the bounce. It's 42-34. They get it for Adelung. Adelung with 2:41 to go, gives it back out. He's going to fire a three, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Crowley. Crowley on the run. Will work it inside, jumper up, no good in transition by Mostick. And then the putback by Bartling. So Bartling makes the putback after the miss on the inside. And they'll kick it here right side for Eckhout. So, again, that lead back out to double digits. It was cut down to six, but now it is a 10-point lead once again for Elm Creek. Adlung gives it left side. Driving is going to be Abbott. Abbott now will take it out to the near the top of the circle. Gives it for Braden Eckhout. Stepping through, shooting from 15 feet. And on the run is Abbott. No good. Adlung with the rebound. Adlung will take it off last. No good. Another offensive rebound. That one by Abbott. And Abbott will score. So Dominic Abbott, nice job of staying with it as he was able to lay it up and in. So we got a couple of rebounds in there. And now Bartling has it in the lane. He's triple teamed, is able to muscle up, and he'll float and score. Jake Bartling, very athletic with the basketball there as he was able to loft it over the defense. Adlung dribbles behind his back, gives it top of the circle. Here's a three-pointer for Eckhout. No good. High for the rebound is Crowley, and Crowley will end the possession. They'll get it for Johnson. Johnson's going to drive, take it off glass, and it's good. Zach Johnson after getting the outlet, was able to split the Amherst defense and push the lead back out to a dozen. Amherst cut it to as little as six after trailing by as many as 16, and now it is a 12-point game once again on the drive. I think we might have another foul on Bartling. Bartling was down there, also Johnson. In any event, to the free throw line to shoot two free throws is going to be Trey Tobenheim. And the foul is on Bartling. Tobenheim's free throw is up and good. So now three fouls on Bartling, so I think he's coming out of the ball game. And we've got another free throw coming up here for Tobenheim. He makes the first. And his second. They will hand him the basketball with 52.9 to go. And the free throw is up and good. So he makes the most of his trip to the free throw line. Both teams have shot very well from the charity stripe. Johnson will bring across the timeline with 46 seconds to go. It's 48-38. 10-point lead for Elm Creek. They've led most of the game. Hubbard will give it for Schonifer. Back to Hubbard on the left side. Hubbard picked up defensively by Cale Preble. Will kick right side over there for Austin Stolp. Lob pass on the inside is going to be intercepted here by Eckhout. Eckhout passes up ahead. Extra pass inside. Bucket up and good for Dominic Abbott, and he's fouled. So Elm Creek turns it over. Dominic Abbott is able to make them pay on the offensive end. Floating in there after getting that extra pass from Adelung. And now he'll try to finish off the three-point play. And that will be the second foul on Zach Johnson. The free throw is up and good. 48-41, 19 seconds to go. Pass clear up ahead here for Hubbard. Hubbard is going to back out for Johnson. Johnson's going to milk the clock just a little bit. Johnson working against Trey Tobenheim. He'll stop at the free throw line. Floats, shot, no good. Rebound by Dominic Abbott. 3 seconds left. Abbott stops near midcourt. He's going to fire a set three. It is no good. And we've got three quarters in the books. Nice little surge there by Amherst to cut the lead down to seven. It's 48-41. Elm Creek with the lead. We'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing. New cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. 48-41. Amherst is down by seven, but they've got the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and they're going to drive. Left-handed layup. Good by Trey Tobenheim. Split the defense. And it's a five-point ball game with just about 8 minutes to go here. Bartling on that left side. He's going to hand the basketball off here for Zach Johnson. Johnson is shut off by Tobenheim. They'll kick it on that left wing and now reset the offense with a pass to Crowley, top of the circle. Off of a screen, left side, Schonifer for three. No good. And the rebound goes to the Broncos. Snagging the bound is going to be Tobenheim. He brings in the offensive zone. He's going to be picked up here by Johnson. And Johnson will drop back on defense, and there might be a little hand check there called on Austin Frazier. Yep, it's going to be on Frazier for Elm Creek. And that is going to be his second foul. Team's seventh. So here comes a one-and-one here for Trey Tobenheim. And the front end rolls around and in. It rattled in and out, but when it came out, it went back off the glass and then right back in. So nice shooter's touch there to make it 48-44. That earns him the second free throw. It is on the way. That one is pure. That one barely touched any nylon. 48-45. Three-point ball game with 7:09 to go. Bartling on that right side has it on the baseline. He's going to kick it out for Crowley. Crowley back around the perimeter. It's tipped. Stolen away by Amherst. Pass outletted. Stolen away by Frazier. So both teams swap turnovers here, and Elm Creek has it. They get the ball right back out for Schonifer. Schonifer gives it left side for Frazier. Frazier, lob pass inside. Nice catch, but Crowley can't hit the shot, and it's rebounded by Eckout. Nice look there for Elm Creek, but Eckout was able to pull down the rebound. Eckout helps working on the inside. The drive shot, no good on the inside. Offensive rebound banked in by Dominic Abbott. And we've got a timeout. And you can hear the folks wearing red behind me, because Amherst has cut the lead down to four. It's going to be down to one. 48-47. Timeout with 6:26 to go. Taken by Elm Creek. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Elm Creek brings it across the timeline. Their lead is cut down to one. Johnson has it, stops at the free throw line, and they'll reset the half-court offense. Johnson now gets it back on the left side. They'll give it top of the circle for Crowley. Crowley enters it in for Bartling. Bartling double team, kick out, swing right side. There's Frazier. Frazier was open, but they'll give it off here on the left side for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, shoot, back of the iron, no good. Tipped out, driving here is Johnson. Johnson shot swatted out of bounds. So Elm Creek missed a couple of shots here, including having Amherst block one out of bounds. Bartling will get it in the corner as they inbound on the baseline. They swing it around the perimeter, give it off on the right side. Bartling wants it, but driving, now the kick. Little movement here by Crowley. Crowley in the lane. He's going to float. Back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is going to be Dominic Abbott. Abbott's able to pull down the rebound, and here come the Broncos. A little crossover here by Braden Eckout on the way to the basket. Before the shot, he was fouled on the way to the basket, and that'll be a one and one. The foul is going to be on Bailey Schonifer, and that'll be his second. So Eckout for a one and one. And the free throw is up and good. We are tied at 48. And I'll have to do a little research to find the last time an Amherst had a lead. It would have been early in the basketball game as he makes the second free throw. 49-48, Amherst with the lead. 5.5 minutes to go here. Zach Johnson will give it off right side for Bartling. Bartling is going to hand it off here for Nick Crowley. Crowley stops at the free throw line. He's going to hand it off for Nick Mostick. They skip it out for Bartling. Bartling's going to fire a long two. No good. Hubbard up high for the rebound as he'll snag the rebound. And now the pass inside. We got a bucket and a foul. Nick Crowley, strong post move, is able to lay it up and in. And he'll have a chance to expand on a one-point lead. Elm Creek 50-49. And the foul is whistled on Preble. That is going to be his first. The free throw, back the iron, and no good for Crowley. And Amherst has the basketball. Eck out after the rebound. Brings in the offensive zone. Going to drive. Splits the defense. Shot won't fall. And Crowley is able to pull down the rebound. So Johnson gives on the right side for Crowley. To Hubbard on the right wing. He's picked up by Eck out. Hubbard dribbling. Crossover. Kick out. We'll give it to Mostick. Around the perimeter. Bartling will set a screen after giving it to Crowley. They get it to Johnson. Johnson will back out. They're just kind of passing around the perimeter. Right wing, Hubbard has it. Lobbing it in for Bartling. Bartling makes a catch. Missed a shot. And Hadwiger pulls down the rebound. A good look inside for Bartling. And Bartling had a little more time than he gave himself credit for. 50-49. Elm Creek with the lead. Amherst with the basketball. Eckhout on the right side. Off of a screen. Gets it to Dominic Abbott. Abbott was open momentarily, but then didn't shoot over the top of Crowley. Now he'll drive. Now he'll flip. Too strong. Rebounded by Johnson. And we're going to have a foul called. A late one after the rebound. And that will be on Elm Creek. Zach Johnson is going to be called for his third foul. So Preble is going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1. And it is no good. Snagging the rebound and still dribbling here is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson's going to float and score. He just goes up to the free throw line, was able to elevate over the defense and make it a three-point lead here for Elm Creek, 52-49. Tobenheim picked up defensively by Johnson. Now there's a high screen out there. Coming off of it is going to be Tobenheim. Gets it in the corner. Three-pointer by Abbott, and he hits the three. Dominic Abbott. That was not an easy look, but he was able to stroke in a three-pointer to tie it at 52. 3:19 to go. We'll see if Elm Creek can hold serve here. Johnson will get right wing for Jake Bartling. Bartling out for Hubbard. Between the circles, they give it for Mostick. To Bartling. Bartling's going to drive, and we're going to have a block. Not quite set was Ty Hadwiger. Not quite. And so Bartling is going to go to the line, and he's going to have a couple of free throws. And the first one is up and good. Bartling on the season, about a 46% free throw shooter. Excuse me, I looked at the wrong number. He's about a 72% free throw shooter. As soon as I said it, I knew it was wrong, and he makes both free throws here. Elm Creek 54, Amherst 52. And across the timeline on the bounce here is Braden Eckhout. Eckhout working against Mostick. Will give the basketball. No, he keeps it himself. And they'll give the ball off here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott kicks left side. Three-pointer, no good for Eckhout. Tracking down the rebound is going to be Schonifer. Schonifer is able to pass it up ahead here for Johnson. Johnson on the run is able to kick it back out here for Mostick. Mostick gives it off on the right side. Jumper up and good for Nick Crowley. And Crowley with two will give Elm Creek a four-point lead. And then the three-pointer on the left side by Hadwiger. He strokes it in transition. And a timeout for Amherst. Check that. That was only a two. Had a foot on the line. 56-54. 2.5 minutes to go here. Timeout, Broncos. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, it was a 7-point lead for Elm Creek as we started the fourth quarter. Now that lead is down to two with 2:24 to go. In fact, they trailed by as many as two here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Elm Creek with that lead will inbound it with 2:24 to go. And they get it to Schonifer. Schonifer working against Eckhout. Now we'll hand the basketball off here for Zach Johnson. Johnson on the bounce, facing some man-to-man. And he'll just flip it off on a little weave play here for Nick Crowley. Back out for Johnson. Johnson's going to elevate for a quick jumper on the baseline. No good. Rebound taken out there by Eckhout. And pass up ahead here for Dominic Abbott. And Abbott had a little trouble. Bounce pass was too high, and Amherst turned it over. It's one of those that you're actually going to call to travel on Dominic Abbott, but that bounce pass ended up in his eyes, and he just didn't have quite the timing that he would have had if that ball would have been at his waist. 2 minutes to go in the ball game, 56-54. Directing traffic here is going to be Elm Creek. A little move here by Crowley. Crowley in the lane. He kicks it out here for Jake Bartling. Bartling for Schonifer. Schonifer. Ball fake now by Bartling. Bartling's going to drive. And what's the call? I haven't seen the indication. It's going to be awfully close to the block charge, and it's going to be a charge on Bartling. And that's one of those. I don't think anybody'd have an argument either way. And I think the defensive player that made the play was Trey Tobenheim. So 2-point lead here for Elm Creek with the ball driving is Adelung. Adelung will split the defense and lay it up with that left hand. We are tied at 56. Right side, Elm Creek with 1:07 to go. They get it left side. Hubbard has it. Hubbard on the baseline, tied at 56, gives it to Bartling. Bartling, little ball fake, back out for Hubbard. Hubbard is behind the arc, final minute of the basketball game. Crowley, back to Hubbard, dangerous pass, and it's going to be a reach for Trey Tobenheim. So that'll be a foul on Tobenheim. So that's only six fouls, so Elm Creek will inbound it underneath the basket. Zach Johnson's going to toss it in. They get it in up high to catch it is going to be Crowley. And Crowley will help work it back out here for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard will now hand the basketball to Zach Johnson. And Tanner Cavaney is going to milk the clock a little bit. Nope, Johnson has it. He's used up his dribble. Now they're going to pick up the defense and a timeout here. Yeah, timeout for Elm Creek with 37 seconds to go. They call a timeout to set something up here. We are tied at 56. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Well played second half here. We are tied at 56 with 37 seconds to go. Both teams, by the way, have two full timeouts left. And Elm Creek already starting to move around to get the inbounds. They get it to Frazier. Frazier now is going to hand off to Zach Johnson, who is in the backcourt. Johnson brings it across the timeline with 30 seconds to go in a game that is tied at 56. Johnson keeps looking to see if a five-second count's going on. He's going to milk the clock. Elm Creek is going to go for the final shot here. Near midcourt is Johnson. He's working to get some token pressure by Trey Tobenheim. And another timeout for the Buffaloes. Well, now they'll draw up something in earnest. With 14.1 to go, tied at 56, we'll decide the semifinal between Amherst and Elm Creek. We come back after this timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Boone. The Bowman is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Well, it's a final in the Luplat Conference, given 38-33, a come-from-behind win for the Buffaloes against Ravenna. Here, Amherst on the verge of a come-from-behind win if they can somehow score here in the final seconds. But Elm Creek will have the basketball tied at 56 with 14 seconds to go. Ball is inbounded here to Zach Johnson. Johnson brings across the timeline. We got 10 seconds to go. Tied at 56. With it is Johnson. Johnson going to stop at the elbow. Jumper at the buzzer. Rolls around. The tip is up and good. The tip on the far side, and they're mobbing the shooter. What a great play there by Austin Frazier. Frazier in traffic. Couldn't see who it was. He ended up on the deck. Got the tip in. What a great ending for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, who get the tip at the buzzer by Austin Frazier. Frazier finished with 9 points off the bench, and the last two are the biggest. 58-56. Elm Creek, in dramatic fashion, will advance to the conference championship. They'll take on either Overton or Wilcox-Hildreth. And boy, if that game is as half as good as this one, we are in for a doozy. Dramatic tip for Austin Frazier at the buzzer. And the Buffaloes will advance and remain undefeated in conference play on the season, 58-56. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now, Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. After Elm Creek led by 9 at halftime, led by as many as 16 in the second half, Amherst was able to take the lead in the fourth quarter. We were tied at 56, and then at the buzzer, the missed shot, but coming up with the basketball at the end is going to be number 12, Austin Frazier, who makes a heck of a play off the miss. They got what they wanted. Crowley Johnson, rather, had a nice little shot at the end of the game. But then the tip in traffic by Austin Frazier. In fact, I couldn't even see who it was. He hit the deck. He was swarmed by his teammates. I couldn't see who the young man was that actually made the shot. That's how closely guarded that play was. And Frazier comes up with the play of the night here for Elm Creek, who advanced 58 to 56. Let's take a look at some of the team numbers we have for you unofficially. Both teams shooting the ball pretty well from the free throw line. 12 of 14 was Amherst. Elm Creek was 7 of 10. 19 of 41 was Amherst, so a little bit less than 50% from the field, while Elm Creek was a little bit over 50%. They were 23 of 44. Three-point shooting, 6 of 14 was Amherst. 5 of 9 was Elm Creek. Elm Creek was more efficient, but Amherst got three more points out of the deal. And rebounding, that edge went back to Amherst. Amherst out-rebounded Elm Creek in the second half, and they pull off an overall lead in the game, 24 to 21. And very clean in the second half. Only a couple of turnovers really for Amherst, as they had 13 turnovers in the entire game. Elm Creek finished with about 25 of them. And as a result, that kind of allowed, even though Elm Creek shot the ball a little bit better and had that lead, Amherst was able to come back into this basketball game as they actually led a couple of times. But it was Elm Creek at the buzzer because of the tip-in by Austin Frazier, who go on and win this one by a final of 58 to 56. And, wow, it was just a well-played basketball game, a lot of fun, as you can't ask for more than a tip at the buzzer for Elm Creek, 58 to 56. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to total up some more numbers. We'll take a look at the individual numbers when we come back with more of the Misco Sports Post Game Report right after this timeout.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here. Just taking a look at kind of where we were at one point. At one structure, it was 48 to 36. Elm Creek had the lead, but then a nice little run where 13 straight points for Amherst as they were able to take a 49-48 lead. And from that point on, it was very, very tight. We were tied at 56 in the final second of the game before you got the tip by Austin Frazier. And Frazier's 2 points the difference as Elm Creek wins it, 58 to 56. Let's check the final numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst, as they got a great effort tonight from Dominic Abbott. He finished with 23 points and 8 rebounds unofficially. Braden Eckhout with 14 points and 4 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim with 6 points and 4 rebounds. 6 points for Ty Hadwiger, 3 for Trevor Adelung. Cale Preble finished with 2, and Brian Bramer with 2 points as well. Overall, unofficially shooting, they were 46.3% in the ball game, including going about 43% from behind the three-point arc, and they were 86% from the free throw line. So a solid shooting night tonight for Amherst, but they do fall here 58 to 56. For Elm Creek, who advanced to the conference championship game as they've been undefeated throughout the conference season so far. Jake Bartling led the way. He finished with 15 points to go along with 6 rebounds. Zach Johnson with 12 points. Nick Crowley with 12. Bailey Schonifer, 9. Austin Frazier, including the last 2 points of the ball game, he finished with 9. And Nick Mostick with 1 point. So they had 3 starters in double digits and 2 more players with 9 points each. Schonifer hit 3 three-pointers, and he doesn't score a whole lot, but he hit 3 three-pointers. And then Austin Frazier, the biggest 2 points of the night, go to him as he was able to get the tip in at the buzzer, and Nick Mostick finishing with 1 point. As we mentioned, Bartling finished with 6 rebounds. Also with 6 is Nick Crowley. Zach Johnson had 4, and Gabe Hubbard with three. Unofficially shooting the basketball, they were 23 of 44 for 52% from the floor. They were 5 of 9 from behind the three-point arc, so they shot 56% from behind the arc, and they were 7 of 10 from the free throw line. So Elm Creek, undefeated in the conference, will now play for the conference title here, as Elm Creek on the year now improved to 16-2 on the season. Amherst is now 13-5. And, of course, they'll go to the consolation game tomorrow at 4 o'clock against the loser of our game between Overton and Wilcox-Hildreth. That is the next game coming up here, as, you know, different schools coming in, so they will not start this game early. We are scheduled for a tip that's going to take place in about 22 minutes or so. So we're going to step away for 10 to 15 minutes, and we'll be back with coverage of Wilcox-Hildreth and Overton.